Mission Network News 1 minute version for Sunday, April 17th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. International attention towards the religious repression of Christians is being well documented throughout China. But China Partner Ministries' Eric Berglund says their teams have found quite a different story on the country's east coast. The government there has given permission to build a church that will be the largest church building in China. Berglund's excited to see how God is opening doors in that communist country. And life still hasn't returned to normal for tsunami victims in India. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says December's tsunami damage is still a major problem, but many have forgotten about it. They're doing all they can to help, and many are finding Christ. Hindu radicals, however, are opposing the work and coming from miles away to attack those providing aid to victims. Pray for the protection of aid workers and that Christ will bring hope and healing to people's lives. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Find more than 400 short-term missions trips on our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip to get connected. I'm Ruth Bliss.